A staff member in Christopher Luxon's office was told about Sam Uffendale's antics as a school bully during the Tauranga by-election campaign, but failed to flag it with the leader. Tauranga MP Sam Uffendale was stood down from Nationals caucus late last night after RNZ revealed further allegations of aggressive and bullying behaviour from a former flatmate. Mr Luxon has ordered an investigation into the claims, but has not committed to bringing him back into the fold at its conclusion. Here's our political reporter Katie Scotcher.
Another complainant, another headache for the National Party. This woman, who RNZ has agreed not to name, lived with National MP Sam Uffendale when they were studying at Otago University in 2003. She claims he bullied her and behaved aggressively during that time. She says one incident in particular prompted her to move out suddenly.
I was locked in my bedroom because I feared for my safety, and he was smashing on my door and yelling obscenities and, you know, basically telling me to get out and hit the road, fatty, and swearing. And I ended up climbing out of my bedroom window and rang to a friend's house.
The woman says she rang her father in the morning and he travelled to Dunedin the next day.
I spoke to Mr Uffendale and his other flatmates at the time. The flat itself was completely trashed. There wasn't a stick of furniture left. There was no crockery left. There were no handles left on anything. It had all been broken. And I gave the three of them a very serious peace of mind.
Mr Uffendale denies intimidating or bullying behaviour, but admits there was a falling out between flatmates. National leader Christopher Luxon says he's taking the allegations really seriously and has called in Maria Dew QC to investigate the claims.
It's focused on these allegations. I want it to be a safe and independent vehicle and mechanic by which the complainant can really put their side of the story and really get, given the nature of these complaints. Equally, given Sam is strongly refuting aspects of the allegations, I need to follow good process.
Mr Uffendale has been stood down from National's caucus while the investigation is completed. Mr Luxon says he will make a decision about the Tauranga MP's future once he's read the inquiry's findings in about 2 weeks' time.
You know, there are two sides to this story and this allegation, and at the end of it, I'll take those findings and I'll make a decision.
Mr Uffendale has already been under pressure this week over revelations he beat a younger student when he was at Auckland's King's College. He was expelled from the boarding school when he was 16 years old for the assault. Mr Luxon backed Mr Uffendale after news of the attack broke, describing him as a changed man and a good MP.
I did feel that way until I had a new allegation emerge last night.
The situation has raised fresh questions about National's candidate selection process. Mr Uffendale flagged the King's College incident with National's candidate selection panel when he first put his hand up to contest the Tauranga by-election. But the party leader, the 60 delegates who ultimately chose Mr Uffendale to represent National in the by-election, and the public were left in the dark. National's new president, Sylvia Wood, suggests the party's rules are to blame. In a statement to RNZ, Ms Wood says the rules require the candidate process be confidential. Participants sign an undertaking nothing discussed during the selection is shared. She says it's now clear that process could be improved. Mr Luxon says that's a matter for later.
At the moment, I'm really fixated on getting to the bottom of these serious allegations, but you are raising the right questions that I will want answers for and that Sylvia Wood and I both want answers for.
And it's now transpired someone did try to inform Mr Luxon about the King's College incident. Senior MP Todd McClay was on the selection panel and has faced questions about why he never told his leader about the matter.
Todd McClay's done nothing wrong, because he did in fact inform my staff, but my staff did not pass that through to me. And that is regrettable, and I get that, that's difficult.
Mr Luxon says the communication mishap happened after Mr Uffendale had been selected as National's candidate and during the Tauranga by-election campaign. He says if the information had reached him, he would have made it public.
And there was a number of ways that could have been achieved, as you would understand. It's about the political risk, which is now what we're managing at this side of it.
Mr Luxon says that could have been avoided if the public had been informed sooner.